From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim worshippers are expected to return to worship and offer prayers at Haram el-Sharif complex Thursday after celebrating Israel's decision to remove additional security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site after Israel removed railings and scaffolding where cameras were to have been installed at the entrance to the compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Metal detectors were removed Tuesday. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis said he understands the deep emotion displayed since the security apparatus was installed after the killings of two Israeli policemen nearly 2 weeks ago.
The symbolism of Al-Aqsa Mosque being the third holiest site in Islam, and the feelings of after 50 years of occupation and seeing so much else taken away from them, it certainly has led quite a few Palestinians to protest and mobilize on what they see as the latest affront by Israeli occupation forces.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed alarm at the prospect of escalating violence and appealed for calm and restraint. Mr. Guterres also warned that hard-won gains leading to peace in Central African Republic are in jeopardy by increased ethnic and sectarian fighting. He condemned the killing Tuesday of two UN Moroccan peacekeepers in the town of Bangassou after another Moroccan was killed there Sunday. The UN chief's spokesman is Farhan Haq.
This incident brings to 9 the number of peacekeepers killed in service in Bangassou since the beginning of the year.
The uptick in violence has disrupted displaced tens of thousands. One of Africa's poorest countries is trying to emerge from 4 years of violence sparked by a 2013 coup. This is VOA News. The U.S. Wednesday announced sanctions against 13 current and former senior officials of Venezuela's government and state oil company as the opposition staged a two-day general strike aimed at preventing Sunday's vote to create a new assembly and rewrite the country's constitution.
Este grupo de compatriotas.
President Nicolas Maduro described the new sanctions as insolent. The opposition-led strike is to end with a protest march Friday in the capital, Caracas. La Trobe University analyst Raul Sanchez Urabari said it's impossible to predict what might happen.
The pressure has never been this much on the regime to change course. We're in a completely unprecedented situation, but it will be a matter of waiting to see what will happen by Sunday.
Mr. Maduro has vowed to press ahead with the vote Sunday. The opposition warns will institutionalize dictatorship. President Donald Trump said Wednesday the U.S. military will no longer allow transgender people to serve. The decision reverses a policy put in place by the previous Obama administration. Mr. Trump's spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president has a lot of support for all Americans and certainly wants to protect all Americans at all times. The president's expressed concern since this Obama policy came into effect, but he's also voiced that this is a very expensive and disruptive policy. And based on consultation that he's had with his national security team, came to the conclusion that it erodes military readiness and unit cohesion and made the decision based on that.
The decision drew criticism. Florida Republican Congresswoman Elena Ross Leighton said no American should be prohibited from serving the nation. A man wielding a knife killed 3 people Thursday in central China. The suspect identified as 40-year-old Wang Xiong. The attack occurred in an office in the city of Wuhan. As he fled by car, Wang hit and injured several people. He was shot and captured by police. In Nigeria, suspected Boko Haram insurgents ambushed an oil exploration convoy in the north, killing at least 10 people, including 9 soldiers, and abducting several others who were later rescued. The state-run Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation has been surveying the potentially vast oil reserves around Lake Chad. Meanwhile, in Lagos, Wednesday, a 4-story building collapsed, killing 8 people. That collapse followed heavy rains in the country's commercial capital. U.S. stocks continued their climb into record territory Wednesday amid strong corporate earnings reports from giant corporations Boeing and AT&T. The benchmark Dow Jones ending the day up 100 points to 21,711. Meanwhile, policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank announced they're holding steady on a key interest rate. They said the world's biggest economy is growing at a moderate pace. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Venby. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you again today. So I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on the show, I have two big, we call them alejos in Africa. We call them big alejos in Sierra Leone. Some big guys in the entertainment industry. And they're going to be talking to you. I have with me Mr. Collins Archie Pierce, who is a film producer, director, and an actor himself. He's here from the United Kingdom. Right after that, I have Mr. Ibu Kuruma, who is the pioneer, I should say, the brains behind Psych TV. And so we're going to be talking to these two wonderful gentlemen today, and they will be telling us exactly what we want to hear about films in Africa and Sierra Leone in particular, and of course, Psych TV. But let's start off the show today with some beautiful music, and we're going to be taking you around this great continent with some wonderful sounds, starting off with the sound of Roger Rogers, a Sierra Leonean. His dad was known as Suleiman Iroji, S-Iroji. But now Roger Rogers has recreated his father's songs. All of them he has put together, and they will be out very shortly. But Voice of America and the African Beat is privileged to be one of the first people to play that for you. And this is called My Little Story. And right after that, come back home, the sound of the Sierra Leonean superstar, Jimmy Bangura, popularly known as Jimmy B, and Party Time with Yasmin Kadi. Yes, Party Time with Yasmin Kadi from the United Kingdom. But first, a little story by Roger Rogers, a Sierra Leonean born, based in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, light skin, I ride like a ball. I walk hard, I conquer and I soar. I pray for we country, poverty no more. They see me in a channel 4 and BBC say I they talk like a wit man at the TV. You see I'm with Alan Khan at the TV. In Piari, check it, you like me to me, I they eat cassava leaf, I they drink pepper soup. I love Eva and egusi soup. Yes, I love Eva and egusi soup. But my favorite nanny jollof rice, me mama they cook. I give love, I feel so fine. Let's get ready for some party time.
Time, the sound of Yasmin Cardi, and right before that, Come Back Home, Jimmy B of Sierra Leone, and A Little Story by Roger Rogers. All beautiful songs coming to you today. Wow, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy. And earlier on, I told you that I have some big allegios, the big guys, and my first guest that I'm going to talk to on this show today is Mr. Collins Archie Pierce, who is an actor, a producer, and a director. And he flew in all the way from the UK to be here with us at the Voice of America. And so let me just take this time to welcome you, Mr. Collins Archie Pierce, to the African Beat.
Thank you very much.
Let us go back. How did all of this start for you? When did you actually see yourself in the film industry?
Well, I started off when I was in high school back home in Sierra Leone. Well, secondary school, per se. I was actually involved in stage drama. Not in film production.
In theater?
Yes, theater.
Okay.
So I noticed I've got a talent, but I never knew I'm going to be part of like filming industry itself. So when I got to the UK, I was a little bit skeptical, though, thinking, well, would I fit in? Because it was more like Nollywood movies. They don't know about Sierra Leone at the time making films, you know. So, well, obviously, I started off with a TV series. I went for an audition. And the guy said to me, the chief judge, he said, you've got a talent. He said, I like the way you went into character. I said, really? He said, well, to be honest, I've never acted before. He said, I admire your humility, but we can help you. You know.
So, and that was it?
That was it.
And that was, you know, you just grabbed this whole thing and then you ran away with it. Okay, tell us about your first experience going actually into the movie, into the mainstream movie industry. Let's say the Nollywood movie industry. Mm,
well, yeah, so it started off, as I said, getting the audition, and they gave me a lead role, you know, in the TV series, mm-hmm. which I was a bit, like, nervous at first. But the guy helped me by building my confidence. He said to me, you can do it. So I started off, and I was, like, so impressed with myself. And space of no time, Nollywood TV, like, I mean, started thinking, oh, this guy is from Sierra Leone. We never knew Sierra Leoneans can act. I was like, oh.
Really? Yes. Okay, then let me just guide them. Maybe if they never knew Sierra Leoneans can act, let me take them way back to 1977 FESTAC in Nigeria.
That's
where
right.
We went in there.
Wow.
So we can do it. Oh, yes, the blood of a stranger. Maybe some of them will remember that. So let them don't even think that, oh, do you think Sierra Leoneans can act? Anyway, yeah. Go to the next stage. Let me hear you. It's your story.
Yes, and I love it, though. I mean, so everything that comes with it as well, you know, like going into the film industry, I was like thinking, okay, fine. Now I know I've got the talent. I know I need to develop. So I started doing some training and everything. I was taken by BFI, which is Film Institute. And surprisingly, I went for another audition. And one of the judges said, do you know you've got a talent? Me being a very humble person. I said, oh, really? I said, well, thanks for that. I said, would you help develop it, though? He went, yeah, why not? So even though I know I can act, but I just want to tap into that. I mean, what they know and how I can develop myself. So after that, I started featuring in films. I featured in about 30 to 40 films. Mm-hmm. So I'll leave that's for the acting part.
Okay, well, I think that is such a very good start. And one thing about the arts that I know is humility counts very much. And I like the fact that you were very, very humble. That is my field. I have been in for years. And I know what humility and discipline means when it comes to that. Somebody can be in the arts for years and it's like you're not even there.
Yeah.
Because people will not even notice your presence. But someday something can just happen and you out there and everybody's seeing you and everybody starts calling. Oh, this is Collins Archie-Pierce. Oh, do you know Collins? So tell me about that transition.
Well, you'd be surprised because when I was in the TV series, that's where I actually got the breakthrough. And that was my first, going into the Nollywood industry or the filming or acting. You know, so people start knowing me. So when I start featuring in Nollywood movies now, they say, oh, that's the guy we told you. This guy's got talent. And the first film I'll never forget, that was Rubicon. I played the role of a pastor in the film, you know. So, And somebody said to me, you didn't get a big role, but the way you actually deliver is outstanding. I was like, okay, you know, when people build your confidence like that, when it gets you to understand that, yeah, you can do it, you don't know where you're going to be, like, getting that situation. You're just going to say, you know what? Because I believe in myself and people believe in me.
And people believe in you.
I believe I can deliver even better.
That is it. Well, thank you very much. And listeners of African Beat out there, this is your super show. And today I have Mr. Collins Archie-Pierce, who is a film actor, producer, and director. And we're talking to him. But let's just take a quick musical break. We'll be back. Remember, this is an African Beat, and it's your super show. We bring you music from across the country. And so I'm going to take a song. It's something that was on way back in the 90s. But I tell you, when you hear it today, it's like it was recreated in Sierra Leone today. Some of you that are young in Sierra Leone may not have had this, but it's done by the great King Milan, who is the presenter and producer of Star Parade, Musical Mix, the entertainment news in Sierra Leone. He's about everything there. And so he called this one This Beat. This beat is a Bubu song, and Bubu originated from Sierra Leone. So let's enjoy it, and we'll be right back with our guest, Collins Archie-Pierce. Oh, I told you about it, and it's hot. Oh, my God. You want to see Milan in the studio here dancing with me? No, he was actually holding on to a camera. But anyway, all right, Mr. Pierce, welcome back. And now, I know you've been in the Nollywood business, you know, in the UK and back home, even in Sierra Leone, that you went there. But let's go back home. I want to take you back home. Whatever you've done in London is fine. But I'm a believer of where I come from. And so that is the first talent I want to tap in as a Sierra Leonean, okay? So let's go back. You know, what dragged you back home to Sierra Leone to say, if I can do this in England, if I can do this in the Nollywood industry in the UK, why can't I take it back to Sierra Leone? So what actually took you back?
Okay, well, first of all, we've got talent in Sierra Leone. People are there who've got talent, but they just need exposure. So I've been to the UK, I've done my bits, people were so impressed with me, and I want Sierra Leoneans to be part of this. I want the world to recognize Sierra Leone, or Sierra Leoneans per se, because we're underrepresented in the industry. So I decided, I said, you know what, now I'm a producer, a film producer, I need to go to Sierra Leone and start producing films in Sierra Leone so that Sierra Leone could be on the map. So first and foremost, as you asked the question, the key thing why I went back to Sierra Leone, if I got the question right, is to put Sierra Leone on the map. I can't do it alone, but I've been actually talking to other film producers, push them, give them the incentive so we all can work together as one and try to put Sierra Leone on the map. So the key thing here is to put Sierra Leone on the map.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I think that is exactly what we are all fighting to do, to make sure we put our country on the map. And so, what was your first movie in Sierra Leone?
Well, that was Igbo in Sierra Leone. I don't know if, I mean, most people know the popular Mr. Igbo, John Okafor. I took him to Sierra Leone to help push Sierra Leone because I know he can help us. Now that he knows Sierra Leone, he was so impressed when he was there. I believe we can do the next one. But for now, yeah, the first movie is Igbo in Sierra Leone. It's a big hit.
And recently you were in the Gambia.
Yes.
You see, this is, I keep following you. I want to know exactly where my brother is going and what you're doing. You were in the Gambia.
Yes.
So tell me about the Gambian trip.
Well, yes. Yeah, I'm so happy that you asked this question. You know, after I've done a few films in Sierra Leone, I was thinking, I need to collaborate. I mean, I started looking for a country that's like underrepresented as well, like they don't know at all. So luckily for me, I bumped into somebody who told me about the Gambia and let me know that, yes, they did Mirror Boy and that was it. And Mirror Boy was done by one of my closest friends in Sierra Leone, who's a film producer as well, Obioma Lonye. So I said, well, that would be great. So the person tried to link me up with a Gambian producer. Space of no time. These people, they are so, so organized. They are serious, you know. Space of no time, the producer flown to the UK to have a meeting with me. And I let him know my aim is to push the Gambia and Sierra Leone together. See how best we can unite and get one big movie. So that's how it all started. We had a meeting. I let him know my standard because any film I do should be more than the previous one.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds good. If I can remember, I think, you know, Jimmy did a movie also in Sierra Leone and in the Gambia. Jimmy B, he called the movie For the Love of Money.
Yes.
Something like, yes, part of it was shot in the Gambia. But I must commend you because, doing this and you're also trying to make sure that we are not just based in Sierra Leone. We have to go out so that That's other right. people can also know about what we do. Because these days, when you ask people, especially in the diaspora about Sierra Leone, all they can tell you is blood diamonds and the killings and all this, forgetting that it is not all people are talking about blood diamonds and all this that we have. We have very powerful talents.
That's right.
All right? This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And now a quick music break. And when we come back, Mr. Collins Achipias have won a lot of accolades. And we are going to tap into that. But let's play the music now, King Jimmy. And this one is done by one of our own, Ebizi. And we'll be right back.
me queen, you know me love. That's why I call you my own. Ay, all the bella they talk, all the mothers go talk, all the bella they talk. Oh, we are gonna fend you, you know. If King Jimmy Bonga sweet, this love is sweet, passive sugar cane.
Doing King Jimmy right from the Voice of America and the African Beats. And my guest is Mr. Collins Archie Pierce, who is a film producer, actor, and director. And so, Mr. Pierce, you've been shying away from that, but we've seen all the pictures. We know you've won a lot of accolades. You've won a lot of awards. So what is your mission here in the United States of America?
I was trying to circumvent that, but it looks like, you know, taking no for an answer. It's not easy when you're on the spotlight and you try to be humble. As the saying goes, there is no hiding place for the goldfish. Yes, I came to the Gambia because I was nominated.
To the United States?
To the United States. So I'm from Gambia.
Yeah, oh, sorry. You're so in love with the Gambia.
Yes. You're right. Yeah, I came to the United States because I was nominated under two categories. One, Best Rising Star Film Director, and one of the films I produced last year was also nominated as the Best Film. So, but I didn't come primarily to pick up an award because I wasn't sure if I'm going to pick up an award, but I just want to work with this, the organizers, because they seem to be so organized, and again, he's a Sierra Leonean and he's doing well. So I said, you know what, if I can go to other countries to help promote and help other people, why can't I help my Sierra Leonean brother? Well, luckily for me, I won another award as Best Film Director. So thanks to God and thanks to all my fans out there.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Collins Archie Pierce. It's been such a wonderful pleasure having you here as our guest today on the African Beat. And to let you know that we're really proud of what you're doing. Like I tell people, not all of us can be in politics. Not all of us can be out there doing something else. But every little thing that we can do to put our country on the map, we have a responsibility to do it. If God has given us a talent, we have a responsibility to make sure we use that talent to the best of our ability. So once again, I want to thank you very much for being my guest here today. And hope that anytime again you are in the US, you will be my guest.
Definitely, it's a pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And that was the great Collins Archie Pierce from the UK, our Sierra Leonean brother who is doing so well. And he is here because of, he told you, he came to support another Sierra Leonean brother who will be next on the show. But let's take a quick musical break and I'll bring you the sound of the great Steady Bongo from Sierra Leone. And he calls this one, You De Mick. I'll be right back.
Now he jump na line. If he say he don't big, he dey go cack he waist. He walk at the bounce, they can spring he well. It's him up before me say make a get money. He want for make he hear, he want for fix he nails. I say go to bank, now the money dey. Just sign the check, you go be okay. He turn around and ask me say if I dey make. Me no really know what it mean, but it's still pass his span the same question. She ask again.
You dey make?
Make waiting.
Oh, you know dey make.
Excuse me.
You dey make?
I say make waiting.
You dey make
trouble, oh.
Oh, you know they make.
You ask if I dey make, yes, I dey make motoka, I dey make aeroplane, I dey make saspan, I dey make cool
pot. No, not that I mean. I ain't see you na man. You supposed for no.
I love a team up.
I jump na me car. It's map before me, say I not for go. I want for call police, say wait a minute. If this is rock, it don't mean leave. They squeeze and press in the weekend to me. It jump na me car, it sit on me lap. It begin rub me back up, it whistle I go shoot. Me na nature boss, I the go to nature. You too small for this guy, yeah, yeah. Go back to school, make you read and write. When you 18, you gonna look for come and join the line. If it's a book, you go better yourself. You go better mama salon, and you from with them. For right now, cut me out. Instead, persist for the same question. She asked again.
You the make?
Make waiting.
Or you not the make?
Excuse me.
You the make?
I said make waiting.
Or you not the make?
When you're the bring your man.
You the make?
Trouble all.
You make, darling. I really want to know because I need them.
Get real, After 6 years, I see on a beach. A run come to me. Listen what they say.
Now me that the girl will be jump now you can. I sit down now you laugh, I begin rub you back up. I ask if you they make, but you not grief for talk. You tell me for go school for make a read and write. Where I 18, I go down for come and join the line. I don't know my school, I don't know my college. I don't 22, so waiting now.
True.
You they make.
Wow.
Oh, you know they make.
Baby, you don't grow.
You they make.
Keep the ball rolling.
Oh, you know they make.
You hear me?
Oh, you know they make. Tell me. You they make sweet talks. I really want to know. Because I like them.
Boss,
you they make, darling. I really want to know. Because I need them.
Get real,
the sound of the great Steady Bongo from Sierra Leone. This is awesome. And I told you that today we're going to bring you all these beautiful sounds and the two big allegios. I'm saying the word allegio because I want you to learn that one, okay? The two big guys that I have in the studio today, one has just left me. And now let us welcome Mr. Ibu Kuruma, the brains behind Psych TV. Welcome to the African Beat, Mr. Ibu.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vandy.
You know, when I'm saying Mr. Ibu here, let people don't get confused. I hope they're not thinking that it's John Okafo, the Mr. Ibu in the movie.
Yes, this is the Ibu from Sierra Leone.
Well, the movie was titled Ibu in Sierra Leone. But this is Ibu from Sierra Leone. I like that. Okay, I want to talk to you particularly about Psych TV.
Sure.
You know, when I say Psych TV, people will be thinking, what is Psych TV? How can I know about Psych TV? So, what is Psych TV? Because people are listening to you right now on the radio. I want you to give a little kind of description and let people know how they can just, maybe when we're talking, they can even go on the internet and find Psych TV.
So, to start with, the website is www.siiketv.com. Psych TV is a multinational streaming network, so we basically like stream independent content films, and we also create original content. The reason why we work with independent filmmakers is because we've noticed that there is a gap between people that are trying to do good content, do good work, and the superstars or the filmmakers that have already made it. So we want to bridge that gap. We don't want filmmakers to produce content and at the end they start struggling how to market it. We don't want film lovers that are out there that are trying to look for a place where they can watch like a good Sierra Leone movie per se, or they're trying to watch a film, for example, from the Gambia or Conakry, but those movies are not on other network.
Okay.
And they can find it. But SyTV bridges that gap. SyTV is for independent filmmakers, and SyTV is for film lovers.
Okay. You know, when you talk like that, it takes my mind back to like Iroko TV and, you know, other Nollywood TV, internet televisions that they have, that basically when you go there, it's like 98%, or let's say 99%, of the movies that are being shown on these networks are basically from Nigeria. So what SyTV is doing, are you trying to reach out to people that don't have the platform?
Exactly so. SyTV is for independent filmmakers. So as a result of that, the filmmakers that can get on one of those networks that you just mentioned, mm-hmm. we cater to them. They can use our platform to showcase their talent as well. And one thing we spend a lot of time focusing on is how we can also develop them and how they can get paid in return. So we have a strategy that we say we get paid when you get paid, but that is just to encourage filmmakers so they could take what they're doing very serious, mm-hmm. since they are very passionate about it, because if you're going to spend time in making movies, time is money, mm-hmm. so you gotta make sure that you can get money back out of it. So with SyTV is for everyone.
You know, guess what, I had Collins Archipias earlier on the show, but I didn't ask him about how much money he has made.
Oh yeah, I think
and immediately I leave here, I'm gonna ask him, Collins, how much money have you made? Can I get my own shell?
I think you definitely should. Yeah, so
all right.
So that is actually one of the features of SyTV. We have Cameroonians, we have Sierra Leoneans that are on board, and we have Liberians. You know, just recently someone called me and said, "We love what you're doing. How can you know French speaking countries benefit from it?" And I was like, "Wow." Mm-hmm. I said, okay, that's mm-hmm. a good. So you see, there are a lot of filmmakers that are actually struggling to get into one of those
networks. And so, you know, talking about filming, and just before we go to break, let me just ask you this quickly. You said it is not just filming content that you're looking at. You're also looking at developing programs.
Yes.
So what kind of programs are you thinking about?
Talk shows. You know, when we say original content, we're looking at talk shows. We can create our own content and we can work with content providers.
So that means SyTV is not just focusing on the movies that have already been done.
Yes. So when you get on SyTV, once you create an account and you logged in, it takes you to a dashboard. And once you get on the dashboard, you will see the SyFlix, which is for movies. You will see a talk show called Taboo Talk, and Phoebean's Wheel, for example. You know, we stream some of our content, and we also have a music video channel. So we're trying to put together like the top 100, you know, music videos, you know, people that are out there that are doing fabulous job, create a platform for them, how they can showcase their work. So if you get on SyTV and you don't want to watch movies, guess what? You can watch
a lot
talk
of
show.
Other stuff for you to
if
watch.
If you don't want to watch the talk show, you can watch music
videos. You can watch music video. All right. Well, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest is Mr. Ibu Koroma, the brains behind SyTV. And again, what is the site again? How can people get on board?
www.siiketv.com. Or you can Google it, SyTV Network. And you will find
So if you're listening to us right now, you can just go on and Google it and you will see SyTV, and then you know you can subscribe. Just go on and be part of what is happening right now, because that is the reality. We'll be right back, but let's take a quick music break. And right now I'm going to bring you the sound of one of my favorite guys. I know he did this song some several years ago and it was a blast, it was a big hit, and this one is called That Tumba Day by Succulent. Latumba Day by Succulent. Beautiful music on the African beat coming to you right now. And my guest is Mr. Ibu Koroma from Psych TV. Mr. Koroma, this Psych TV, it's only available right now online, right?
Yes, so it's a web application. That's what it is. So we're working on the mobile app. We started working on it back in 2013, the Psych TV itself. So it's, for now, it's just a web application. So you have to get online. But now with the advancement of technology, all cell phones, you know, can get, have an internet browser or, mm-hmm. or Chrome, for example. So you can actually, it plays perfectly on any device, just as if you... downloading the app.
As if you're downloading the app. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're looking forward to see how best we can all, you know, be moving around with our cell phones, and then we click on the app and then Psych TV comes on. We watch wherever we go. Now, people in Sierra Leone, where you come from, will be looking at this kind of talent that you have, and they will be asking themselves, how can we benefit from this as Sierra Leoneans?
That's a very good question. To start with, it's the biggest exposure for Sierra Leoneans to get on board. That is one. And it's also a platform where if you're in the filmmaking business, if you're in the entertainment business, it's a platform where you can get paid as well. So you can buy, getting your content online on Psych TV with subscription basis based on whatever agreement that is on. Or, again, for we Sierra Leoneans, we can say we have our own. We have our own. It's like you said, I'm a Sierra Leonean and I'm proud Sierra Leonean. So right now we can say yes, we have our own network and it's open to all Sierra Leoneans. You know, when we started Psych TV, I used to say it's the home of Sierra Leone movies. I think
it is. All right, the African beat on the Voice of America. Let's take a quick music break and we'll come right back to our guest. And this time we bring you the sound of Black Gold AK. And this is one of his latest tunes that have not been released, but African beat. Oh, as usual, we have the first chance to play it for you. This is a love song called For You by Black Gold AK.
I know my exes are gonna hate this. Now take go.
Killer Shay.
You're not an angel, God brought you on the right time. I was stressed and you put me on the right mind. So married you, I go show you till I get mine. I'm in love and I want the world to know that. I love your smile and the size of your hips. I fantasize on the taste of your lips. Your small face is so fine and in bright, yeah. Baby, you perfect, to me you are the right one. Every time you crack a smile, you the blush. Sugar gave me a rush, angel gave me a rush. My heartbeat always stops when I see you. And you know the world stops when you smile. Got it? Your body is a temple, baby girl, I wanna dine. Your type is too rare, you are one of a kind. Your rate past 10, you are more than a dime.
Hold my hand and promise you will never let
baby,
go.
Baby, you make me crazy. Yeah, your body's so banging, baby girl, I'm losing it. Huh? Damn, you a goddess. It's your body, I wanna worship you. Out of this while I wanna join you in your spaceship. It's you I wanna be with. Ha!
Me, I never let you cry at all. Even when you cry, I go wipe on my way. Comfort you, to make you put your trust in me.
See,
baby girl, I go fight for you, cause I believe, say, you and I is meant to be. In this life and the next, it go be you and me. Let no man put us under, God them say you be my woman. Yeah. My salentity, see as you find, with no makeup, you see they shine.
You don't need makeup to be beautiful, baby. And you don't need to be naked on Facebook, Instagram, and whatever else just for likes. Or shaking your ass on YouTube just for some views. You go ahead and claim your throne, girl. Titi, you are heaven sent. And for your sake, I'll never absent. To God with
Black Gold AK doing for you. And this is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And now let me just come back to my guest, Mr. Ibu Koroma of Psych TV. You just finished the Rising Star Award. This is the first big program that Psych TV has been engaged in. So what was it like? What was the turnout, and what are people saying to you about the program?
Well, the turnout was very successful, and we had our own little challenges, you know, but the turnout was very successful. We were trying to get a targeted audience, and we kind of like attracted those audience as well. People from all over the world, like Mr. Collins, you know, came from the UK. We have designers from California, filmmakers from Canada, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, New York. They all showed up in Philadelphia to grace this occasion. So, like I said, Sight TV started back in 2013. It took us 2 years to develop it because we did a lot of back-end testing. You remember, I used to talk to you about it and to do the testing. And so last year, June, we put it live. So it went live, and for a whole year, we've had successfully streamed movies, independent films. And we've also created three original contents now. So celebrating Sight TV anniversary was one thing, but we also want to give back to the people that are working with us. And what better way to give back to them than to show them that, yes, you can honor them. So the Rising Star Award, that's what it's all about. We were giving back to the filmmakers, we were giving back to the writers, we were giving back to the editors, we were giving back to the actors, actresses, the people that are in the film industry.
Calling all of that, you know, I was thinking, are people like us that are in the broadcasting field not supposed to be recognized in awards like that? Are we also not doing something that Sight TV should appreciate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You're perfectly right. We are. So, one thing we also did with this anniversary was that we have the Sight TV honorary recognition, which we also give out to, like, businesses and individuals and organizations. So by the time, you know, when people came there and they start seeing what was happening, they're like, wow. And right there, they started getting on their phones, like, you know, experiencing it live, what Sight TV is about. So they turned out, you know, and we give them back to filmmakers and people like yourself. I call them stakeholders in the industry. It's really, really important to us, you know, because we want to maintain that relationship, because relationship matters in the industry. Next month, we officially starting the planning for the Rising Star Awards 2018 and the Sight TV anniversary. And trust me, that is something that we're going to make sure that it's part of it, because that is what Sight TV is all about. Sight TV, we want to be out there for filmmakers. We want to be out there for individuals, whether you're a broadcaster or whether you are your boom mic operator, because talent matters. And you really got to show them that you
are. There are people
that.
Behind the scene that people don't take notice.
That people don't take notice.
And I think
about.
Sight TV needs to take the cameras behind the scenes to see what those people are doing.
That's what we're all about.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ibu Kuruma, for being my guest today. It's such a pleasure having you here. And we're looking forward to more work from Sight TV.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And don't forget, you can get online now at www.sighttv.com. The registration is free. You don't have to pay anything to create an account. Just get there and enjoy the very best of our own independent films.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And that was Mr. Ibu Kuruma of Sight TV. And this is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Well, I want to say a very big thank you to my guests, Mr. Collins Archie-Pierce and Mr. Ibu Kuruma, for standing up with me today. And the producer of this program today is the one and only King Milan Bangura, Mohammed King Milan Bangura from the SLBC, Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation. Yeah, he's here as my guest. And so thank you very much, King Milan. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington saying bye-bye. But I'm going to leave you now with this brand new tune by Hayden Adama and Fantasy Wings, and they call this one Battles. Have a wonderful day. We'll be right back.